I'm on my way, Maud. Gonna pick up that scale model of the mental health center before Mr. Potter gets here.
Just a minute, honey. Just a minute. Walter, you're not going to wear that tie, are you?
What's the matter with my tie? It's a very expensive tie, Maud. Look, it's got Oleg Cassini's name written all over it.
Walter, my cousin Marshall is going to be here any minute. Take off the tie.
Maud?
Walter, Marshall is a very well-known lecturer and writer. Now, I have not seen him in a long time, and you have never even met him. I don't want him to think that my husband sells vacation property on TV.
You're ashamed of me, Maud. That's why you invited your intellectual cousin Marshall in the first place. You think he's going to impress Mr. Potter, and I won't.
True. Oh, come on, honey. Now, Marshall is a very well-known expert on popular culture. I mean, he's written countless articles on America's need for heroes.
Heroes?
Heroes. Now, Mr. Potter, being a self-made man, is bound to be impressed by someone like that.
You think Marshall is better than me?
Oh, honey, come on. You're comparing apples and oranges. I mean, Marshall is a well-known historian, lecturer, and a brilliant writer, and you are an orange.
Okay, Maud, I'm going to pick up that scale model, but I'm not going to change my tie. Oleg and I have nothing to be ashamed of.
Hello. Oh, Walter. What a spiffy tie.
Thank you, Vivian.
Oleg Cassini. What's he running for? Maud, is your cousin Marshall here yet?
Oh, no, he should be here any minute. Oh, and Arthur is picking up Mr. Potter.
Oh, well, here are those cards I typed up for your presentation for Mr. Potter.
Thank you, Vivian. You're so sweet. Oh, listen. Did I tell you that because of all the work I've done, the committee has asked me to pick a name for the Mental Health Center?
Really? What are you going to call it?
The Maud Findlay Mental Health Center.
I think that's appropriate.
Thank you.
Sure. If they're going to put up a building for crazy people, it's only right they name it after you.
You know something, Viv? Charity work always brings out the vicious side of you.
Yeah.
That's probably Marshall. Now, this is truly a gifted man. Vivian, you're in for a treat. Marshall, what happened?
I was roughed up by a street gang.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no. Stay here. Sit down. Sit down.
The bus and they roared up behind me.
Oh, a motorcycle gang.
Skateboards. Bunch of punks, bunch of young punks.
Yeah, you know, maybe we should call the police. Yeah,
a gang, you say? How many were there in the gang, Marshall?
Two. Couple of punks, thugs, rowdies.
Oh, I do not know what is happening to the boys in this neighborhood.
They were girls.
some coffee.
No, thank you.
Oh.
It's society, Maud. Children are running wild in the streets, and it's because movies and television aren't giving them any real heroes to look up to.
That is very true, and you stated that point brilliantly in last month's Harper's Magazine. Brilliantly.
Oh, I feel better now. Maud. You look wonderful.
Aw, oh, it's so good seeing you again, Marshall. This is my friend, Vivian Harmon.
Hello, Marshall.
My pleasure, Vivian.
No, it's my pleasure.
And you're so kind to come over and help me make this presentation to Avery Potter.
That's the least I can do. Oh. You've always been a special cousin, Maud. Oh,
and you know, Marshall, how very proud I have always been of you. I really cannot thank you enough for coming over here. I assure you I would not be able to raise the money for my mental health center if you weren't here.
I'm glad. Is there a place where I can clean up?
Oh, of course, of course. There's a bathroom right at the top of the stairs.
Thank you. A pleasure to meet you, Vivian. I'm sure this evening is going to be a very special one.
Poor Marshall. He's so sweet. But you know, he's never been a particularly strong person.
Yeah, I could tell. His eyes look as if they've had a lot of sand kicked in them.
Here's the chips and dip.
Chips and dip? Mrs. Naugatuck, I asked you to make some hors d'oeuvre. I'm trying to raise money tonight for a very worthy cause. Why can't you cooperate?
All you do is criticize. The least you can do is tell me how the living room looks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am sorry, dear. I should have mentioned it. The living room looks lovely.
I thought so, too. That's why I didn't bother cleaning it.
Everything is going wrong tonight. Everything. Arthur and Walter are fighting with me. Mrs. Naugatuck refuses to cooperate. Now, poor Marshall has been roughed up. How are we ever going to pull this off with Mr. Potter?
Ma, don't worry. Now, come on. Come on, let's go over your notes.
You're right, dear. You're
Maud,
right.
Maybe I shouldn't mention this, but, you know, after I typed those notes up, I was reading them over and, well, Allie, you just seem to go on and on and on. You just say the same thing over and over and over. It's so repetitious. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
You are.
You're right.
Mrs. Naugatuck, that man is my cousin Marshall.
Who is that, Miss Chip?
Okay! Don't be alarmed, ladies. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Captain Nan Hero!
Marshall, what are you doing?
Marshall, you're mistaken, tall lady. I am Captain Hero, defender of the weak, champion of the oppressed. My task is to fight those who destroy our nation's security.
Oh. Now look, Marshall, I do understand, but Mr. Potter is going to be here any minute. Remember, you know that we are here to build a mental health clinic, not to stock it.
I've seen reactions like yours before. However, once you have witnessed my superhuman powers, you will agree I'm telling the truth. Allow me to demonstrate. With my high power x-ray vision, I find it difficult to see in small rooms.
You're really serious, aren't you?
Captain Hero is always serious.
But Marshall, don't you understand? Mr. Potter is coming over tonight. He's coming over here to talk to me about giving me money for my mental health center.
That's very good. I know a lot of people who can benefit from a mental health clinic. Excuse me.
Marshall, what are you doing?
I'm about to demonstrate the killing powers of this finger. The tree in front of your house, there is a man behind it.
There is.
Easy! Not so fast, curly-haired lady. That's a dangerous man.
Then I don't see anyone behind that tree.
Of course you don't. You don't have x-ray vision. There's a man behind that tree. Now there's a dead man behind that tree.
Gosh, I hope it wasn't Mr. Greenblatt. I like him.
Silence!
Oh, Mom, I'm scared.
Don't worry, neighbor lady, as long as I have the safety catch on my finger.
I'll worry until he has a net over his head.
Naugatuck, please. Vivian. I'm sure that Captain Hero is not here to harm us.
I'm here to defend you. Evil forces are at work out there, and I want you to all do exactly as you're told. I sense the approach of the enemy, the deadly Brusonians.
The Brusonians?
Yes, creatures from the planet Bruce.
Of course.
I'd better secure the doors. Brusonians have one weakness. They cannot walk through locked doors.
Captain Hero, perhaps you could help me secure the kitchen.
The kitchen! A capital idea!
Russonians are also known for their cooking.
I want to talk to you. Marshall, I must talk
Marshall!
To you.
Marshall! You must have me confused with that mild-mannered Professor Marshall Keebler. A nice enough fellow, but let's face it, he's no Captain Hero. Marshall is ineffectual, powerless. A pipsqueak.
Nevertheless, I like Marshall very much. Just the way he is, and I wish he were here right now. Could you help me bring him back? Please.
Oh, what good would it be? He couldn't even defend himself against two girls on skateboards. I would have creamed them.
Oh, Captain Hero, Marshall, darling, you need help. Can't you see that?
Yes, I know I need help badly. But Wonder Woman is in Miami Beach this week.
With your permission, Captain.
I'll secure the back door.
Oh, will you look at this, Maud? Don't you think they did a wonderful job?
Walter, thank God you're back. We have a problem here.
Walter, you've got to get that man out of here.
I think a banana dropped off his tree.
What are you talking about?
Stand right where you are, or you're a dead Brusonian.
I beg your pardon?
Captain Hero, it's all right. This is my husband.
You better put this away. No need for it. Now, it might go off by mistake.
Your finger goes off?
Yes.
Captain Hero, tell me, do Brusonians ever make themselves invisible?
Only the lazy ones. Why?
Well, I think I saw an invisible Brusonian up in the bedroom this morning.
This is a job for Captain Hero! The rest of you, wait here.
Maud, I know this is none of my business, but who was that masked man?
Oh, Walter, that's my cousin, Marshall.
That's Marshall? That's the brilliant, intellectual, dignified cousin Marshall, and you were worried about my tie?
Please, Walter, this is no laughing matter. And we have to do something about him before Mr. Potter gets here.
Well, let's call an ambulance. They ought to take him away.
Vivian, I can't. He's my cousin. This is a very delicate situation, and it has to be handled delicately. Mr. Potter is going to be here any minute. Oh, Mrs. Naugatuck, go upstairs, get Marshall, and then take him into the den.
Oh, no!
Mrs. Naugatuck, my entire mental health center is at stake. Don't you realize we have a millionaire coming over here, Mrs. Naugatuck? A millionaire!
Why can't I take him in the den?
I'll secure upstairs, no invisible Brusonians. I'm afraid you're letting your imagination run away with you.
Everybody's favorite millionaire. This is Walter Finley.
Mr. Potter?
Finley. Of course, you know my wife, Vivian.
Hello again.
And this is Maud Finley.
How do you do, Mr. Finley. Potter?
Keep your hand over your wallet, Avery. We just walked into a room full of thieves and Democrats.
You're being redundant, Arthur.
Well, I've done my little duty. I'll be toddling along. Avery's in a very good mood. He just read about a cutback in the food stamp program.
Bye, Avery. Now, Mrs. Finley, I've read all the literature you sent me on the mental health clinic. I'd like to get this over with just as quickly as possible.
Oh, of course. You have another engagement.
No, but there's an all-star football game on TV at 9 o'clock. I have to watch it.
Oh, well, this will only take a moment. I just have a very few notes here. Please, Vivian. There is a desperate need in Tuckahoe for a modern, well-equipped, well-staffed mental health center. People shouldn't feel the need to keep a member of the family hidden away. They shouldn't be embarrassed or ashamed. Instead, they should place them upside down on a meat rack in a moderate oven. Vivian, what is this?
One of my recipe cards.
Now,
Mrs. Finley, there's no need for this lengthy presentation. Let's get down to basics. Now, how much money do you need?
Well, with the contributions we have already received, we are shy about $100,000.
$100,000?
Yes, but Mr. Potter, think of the marvelous facility your money will be paying for.
Of course, you know it's going to be a lot bigger than that.
Well, it's very nice.
Isn't it?
Mrs. Finlay, please. Your cousin Marshall is watching the $6 million man, and it's having a very bad effect on him.
Just keep him in the den a little while longer.
Well, I am impressed, Mrs. Finlay. Very impressed.
Thank you. Do you realize what this center would mean to a city like Tuckahoe? I mean, your money will be going to possibly one of the greatest...
Now free of the invaders from Planet Bruce. Their temple has been destroyed. Captain Hero has done his job, and now he must rest.
Now, Mr. Potter, picture, if you will, 50 beds.
Wait a minute. Is this a joke? Is this all a joke?
I'm sorry, Mr. Potter. I'm very sorry. That man is my cousin, Marshall Keebler. We had no idea of his condition, or we never would have asked him over today.
Vivian, we better see if Mrs. Naugatuck needs any help.
Yeah.
Well, what is wrong with him?
No, I don't know. I think he's trying to live out a fantasy. He's not willing to face reality. Don't you realize, Mr. Potter, that he is exactly the kind of person who could be helped by this center?
I don't approve of fantasies.
I'll admit that Marshall overdoes it, but Mr. Potter, don't we all have fantasies? I mean, look at people who play with citizen band radios and pretend they're truck drivers. And, you know, is Marshall really so different from a group of grown-up men I've heard about? I know you're not going to believe this. There are actually grown men who sit in front of a television set watching a football game wearing a football helmet.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing! Walter and Marshall went into the bathroom. I think Marshall's taking off his Captain Hero costume.
Well, I think I'd better be going.
Well, wait, Mr. Potter, what about the mental health center?
I will let you know.
No, but don't you understand how much your contribution...
Mrs. Finley, I will let you know. Good evening.
Wait, Maude, I'll go out and talk to him. And don't blame yourself for mentioning the football helmet. Listen, you ought to see what Arthur puts on to watch Charlie's Angels.
Oh, I blew it.
Finlay, Marshall would like an aspirin.
I'm sorry I dozed off like that, Maude. Is Mr. Potter here yet?
Marshall, are you all right?
Of course. Except for this headache.
Poor man. He doesn't remember a thing.
Poor man, he doesn't remember a thing. Why don't I take you upstairs, Marshall? I think you could do with a nice rest. From all that flying, he's probably got jet lag.
Watch that step.
Walter?
I'll be back a minute, Maude.
Walter, Mr. Potter's gone, and I don't think we're going to get that contribution.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
I'm going to call Marshall's family. They should know about this.
Maude, I just had a nice little chat with Mr. Potter, and I think we've come up with something.
Oh, Mr. Potter, you mean you're still interested in the center?
Well, possibly. Where's your cousin?
Oh, he's upstairs. He won't be down again.
Good. He makes me nervous. Now, Mrs. Finley, if you can deliver on the promise Mrs. Harmon made, I will give you your money.
Oh.
Well, of course, Mr. Potter, of course, anything. What did you promise, Viv?
Well, Maud, Mr. Potter didn't quite like the name that you'd picked out for the clinic, so I promised him that if he'd give us $100,000, you'd come up with a better name.
But, Vivian, what could possibly be a better name than the Maud Findlay Mental Health Center?
The Avery Potter Mental Health
Center. I like that!
Good, I'll write out that check. There's just one condition.
Yes.
Not one word about the football helmet.
Mr. Potter, I just can't thank you enough.
Come here!
Not now, Walter. I mean, you have no idea what...
Come here.
Please, Walter! What the city of Tuckahoe will do...
Hey, come in here!